You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty.
To be or not to be? That is the question.
Let's check out what's on stage now from professional theater companies all around Michigan as we say hello to David Kiley of Encore Michigan. And David, we're going to start out in Waterford Township with a company that you think is very well worth checking out.
Absolutely. It's called the Monster Box Theater, and it's in Waterford, which is a little north of West Bloomfield. Mm-hmm. And it's one of our, what I call our strip mall theaters. It doesn't sort of stick at us in a big place, but it is a very interesting space. They actually have two theater spaces inside. And I've seen stuff from David Mamet and Neil Simon. They have acting camps for young folks. It's really a little gem inside Waterford. And they are putting on Fuddy Mears, which was the first major work by playwright David Lindsay Abaire.
What's this one about?
This one revolves around a character called Claire, who has what is called psychogenic amnesia. And she awakens each morning with absolutely no memory of anything that has transpired on the preceding day. Her husband tends to her basic needs while continuously trying to jog her memory. It sounds a bit like a movie with Drew Barrymore called 51st Dates.
Yes, I remember that.
And I kind of think, although I did look this up, they don't admit to this play inspiring the movie, but it's kind of hard to believe that it didn't.
So was it a romantic comedy? Like,
yeah,
51st Dates?
Exactly.
Was?
Yeah, okay. It has that feel to it, but it's called Fuddy Mears.
Okay.
And it's at the Monster Box in Waterford Township.
And over to the Detroit Repertory Theater and the final show of its 60th year, which is,
it's called Countdown to the Happy Day, and it's by playwright Thomas W. Stevens. It's a world premiere, and I want to talk just a minute about the theater company itself, because some people may not be familiar that this has been in continuous operation, the Detroit Rep, since Eisenhower was in the White House. Okay?
You stop and say 60 years. That's
impressive. Yeah, it's amazing. And the show actually premiered on May 25th. But it'll run for 5 weeks through June 25th. And for those of you who haven't been, it's a real experience. The first time I went, I was really taken. It's in a part of Detroit that has seen far better days, on Woodrow Wilson Street. But the Rep stands in this neighborhood like a beacon. And the patrons are so wonderful that have supported the Rep over the years. I always meet new people when I go there. And there's a bar in the lobby, mm-hmm. so you can get a little drink beforehand.
And what is Countdown to the Happy Day about?
So the story focuses on a character called Gertie, who is a troubled Army veteran, self-made bag lady, if you will, who encounters a character named Kervin, who's just kind of described in the play as a hulking seventh-grade dropout. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of an emotionally combustible relationship. You know, one of the things that Detroit Rep specializes in is all of the plays that they do have some connection to race relations, civil rights, human rights. There's always some thread there. And so this play is no exception.
Something and, very worth exploring.
And I also want to just give a little plug to a woman named Sandra Love Aldridge, who's been an actress there, and she's making her directorial debut with this play.
Very good. Now we head to Dexter, to Encore Musical Theater, bringing one of my personal favorites, Lerner and Lowe's Camelot. And I would like to say it's perfect for the lusty month of May, but it doesn't open until June 8th.
Right. It does open in June. It would have been perfect if it opened in May. And this, you know, we've talked about some of these edgy comedies, modern comedies. So nice contrast. You go with sort of golden oldie musical from the 60s at the Encore Musical Theater, and Stephen West, who usually graces the stage at the Encore Musical Theater every summer in a big show. He's playing King Arthur. He's also at the U of M department. And he's also sung at just about every major opera stage in the world. So
you're getting a good set of pipes.
I can't imagine too many people who would be a better King Arthur. And, of course, the music is great. And there's great, memorable tunes.
In fact, let's get everyone in the mood by hearing a bit from the wonderful 1960 Broadway cast recording of Camelot, the one I burned a hole in as a kid, with Richard Burton and Julie Andrews as Arthur and Guinevere.
If ever I would leave you, it wouldn't be in summer. Seeing you in like summer, I never would go. Your hair streaked with sunlight, your lips red as flame, your face with a luster that puts gold to shame. But if I'd ever leave you, how could it be in autumn? How I'd leave in autumn, I never would know. I've seen how you sparkle when fall nips the air. I know you in autumn, and I must be there.
You know, hey, kids, we should let you all know, too, that the one and only Lin-Manuel Miranda, who is, of course, the brilliant creator of Hamilton, cut his teeth listening as a little boy incessantly to that very soundtrack, talks about it every chance he can in every interview, and he loves to point out the kind of lyricism that's in this and how it works with the music. So you can listen to what influenced the creator of Hamilton by going to Camelot.
I have heard him talk about that, and I hear he's been pretty successful on his own, yeah, having cut his teeth that way.
Kind of done all right. Over to the Williamston Theater near East Lansing, which is an appropriate setting for a play about an English professor.
Yeah, it's called Taking Shakespeare, and it's a play by John Murrell. And this is kind of a gentle comedy. It's a little bit about the power of storytelling. Official opening night was May 26th, but it runs for several weeks through June 18th. This is a story about kind of a downtrodden, kind of moldy English professor who is tapped to mentor and tutor the dean's son through this freshman Shakespeare class.
I already know that. Tell me something else.
I want to go somewhere. I'd travel some more if I could.
Instead of going to school?
Yes.
Where would you go?
Venice.
Why?
Because that's where this happens.
Only the first act?
Because he was Othello, the Moor of Venice. And I've read the whole thing, three acts, and I'm going to read the rest again tonight.
Shakespeare never went to Venice.
He must have.
There's absolutely no evidence.
I don't care. He went all these places. He did all this Oh, farewell, farewell, the neighing steed and the shrill trump, the spirit-stirring drum, the ear-piercing fife, the royal banner and all quality, pride, pomp, and circumstance of glorious war. And oh, you mortal engines whose rude throats the immortal Jove's dread clamors counterfeit, farewell. Othello's occupation's gone. Was Shakespeare ever in the army?
There's no evidence.
He was, though. And he went to Venice and Cyprus and... And he was black. Shakespeare was black. All the evidence is right here.
So you get this very strong relationship kind of story.
Are we echoing Dead Poets Society here, or Goodbye, Mr. Chips, or a little different?
No,
path?
Because it's really I believe it's a two person cast, so it's a more intimate show than that. And there's also, I should point out for people who like these sorts of things, there's a Conversation Sunday for the show on Sunday, June 11th. And that's where the audience gets to do some talk back with the director and some of the cast members.
All right. So to recap our offerings, the Monster Box Theater in Waterford Township presents Fuddy Mears by David Lindsay Abaire. The Detroit Repertory Theater capping off its 60th year with Countdown to the Happy Day by Thomas Stevens. Encore Musical Theater in Dexter presenting Camelot running from June 8th to July 2nd. And the Williamston Theater has Taking Shakespeare by John Murrell. And of course, you can get the details on these and other productions all around Michigan. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Colley, thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.